Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And coach, let's start first in the off season. You got a couple of girls from last year's team that were regular days for you that you had to replace, but also brought back a ton of experience from last year's team. What was the off season like for you and your club getting ready for this year's season?
It went really well. You know, like you said, we had a lot of kids back that got some experience, so we're able to pretty much just jump right in and, you know, and start competing from the get-go, and kind of knew what we had so we could start working on you know, what types of system we thought would work and combinations of players and all that stuff. And that's still an ongoing process, but really good summer. You know, went over and had a pretty good experience at the team camp there in Okoboji. Played some good teams and got to look at some different combinations of kids, so just a lot of playing basketball, getting up and down the court over the summer, which I think was beneficial for us.
And then once you guys got into practice and got going with that, I know you guys do some scrimmages or some stuff like that once you get into the season as well, before the season starts?
Right, yeah. The first 2 weekends of once the season starts, we scrimmage. We go over to a kind of an IGHSAU sponsored a tournament over in Clear Lake, Mason City area there, which is a bunch of different teams. So played 3 different teams over there. And then the last couple of years, we went over to ELC and scrimmaged. This year it was Estherville, Lincoln Central, and had a really good day over there as well and competed over there. So played some pretty solid teams before the season even got rolling. So I think that was really good to get out and kind of see if what we were trying to do was going to work.
And, Coach, let's go into night number one for your team, of course, always starting with Algona to start the season, and one of those games that felt like it was going to be pretty hotly contested and was for most of the game, but you guys got hot in the fourth quarter, outscoring them by 11 points and end up getting a 65-48 victory at home to start the season against Algona.
Yeah, really, like I said, really good game for us, and, you know, Algona's going to be a pretty solid team this year, I think. You know, they got some high expectations as well, and got a really young team. I don't think they got a senior on the roster, so couple juniors that are pretty good, a couple freshmen that are pretty good. So we knew it was going to be a good game, and, you know, first night out, you're never quite sure what you're going to get, but at least we're at home this year and, you know, a little more comfortable in that setting. And yeah, a really competitive game, I thought, for quite a while, and then, you know, like I said, we went on a run there really late in the game to kind of put it away. But, yeah, really, I thought we played tremendous for day one, actually. You know, I thought we shared the ball, moved the ball, didn't have many stretches where we didn't play well. So set a pretty high bar for ourselves for the first night out, and we've had a few bumps in the road since then. But we at least know, you know, what we can do, and obviously we didn't play perfect that night, but really satisfied with the way we look, because we, the first couple weeks of practice, we had a few things we needed to get ironed out, and I felt like we maybe did that by game one. But we'll see where it goes. But like I said, high bar set game one, so I'm looking forward for an exciting season after watching that game.
The other thing that was fun about that one is me and you kind of chatted about this one is the environment. There was quite a few people that, you know, night number one, and I thought there was a pretty good crowd out there that came to support the girls.
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially for just being girls only and no boys game to follow. I thought, you know, both teams really were supported well by fans. Algona had a pretty good showing as well, and yeah, our stands were really impressive with a lot of people coming to watch. And I told the kids, we got high expectations ourselves, and I think a lot of people have those same expectations of us, and they're just excited to see what this product's going to look like. So we had tremendous support early on, and that really helps get the team up and going.
And, Coach, with that, your guys' second contest came against West Fork, a team that a different team from last year, but a team that had a couple of girls that played on the state tournament team for them last year, and your team just locked down defensively. You hold them to just 10 points in the first half, and then 24 points for the total game, win 57-24 in that contest against West Fork.
Rodney, they lost a lot of kids off that state tournament team, and So it's kind of a, I don't know if he'd call it a rebuild or a reload, but anyway, he's got, he's got some, he's got to figure out who's going to play for him and, what he's got too. So that was kind of an advantage for us early on as, he was, like I said, trying to replace a lot of pieces. So typical West Fork, they scrap, their guards are athletic, they caused us some trouble at times on our offensive end. And I didn't feel, coming off that Algona game, I thought we played a lot less effectively, probably against West Fork, a lot more lapses of bad moments, probably more so offensively than defensively. But like I said, we kept battling, and and our defense really, as always, is kind of our strong point, and that allowed us to struggle offensively, but yet shut them down. So our struggles offensively weren't quite as obvious when your defense just shuts the other team down like we did that night.
And, Coach, what do you think it was about the defense, just maybe aggressiveness, or what was it about the defense that played so well?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. We're extremely athletic and quick, anticipate well, extremely aggressive, and then we're capable of being able to run several different defenses pretty effectively. So just kind of changing stuff up periodically kind of keeps the other team off balance. They never get comfortable against one thing, so... just one of those things where, when we want to be good defensively, we can be tremendous. We just got to get rid of those lapses where we kind of take a possession or two off and allow the team to get something easy. So, yeah, just a combination of different defenses and just the athletes we have that are very athletic and can play a lot of different spots. So it makes us very versatile. It doesn't really matter who we got in what spots. We can still function the same.
Your next contest against Eagle Grove, I know it was a race at the start of the season. I know you guys always play quite a few games right at the beginning. You guys take on your first conference opponent in Eagle Grove in a game that's a four-point game at the end of the first quarter, but you guys were able to race out in the second quarter, add more in the third and then in the fourth, and go on to win 66-23, another night where the offense is over 60 points, and defense holds an opponent to 23.
Yeah, Eagle Grove, new coaching staff, so you didn't know what to expect there. A lot of kids out, numbers in the program, so a lot of excitement in that program as well. So it took us a while to figure out what their style was going to be. Once we kind of settled in, we really got after it, and once again, defense locked them down there the last two and a half quarters of the game. And offensively, I think our athleticism and quickness was just too much for them to defend.
And, Coach, that takes us to last night when your team traveled to Garner Hayfield Ventura to go on the road for the first time. What was that conversation like with the girls? I know some of them have been on the road, some of them not so much. So what was that conversation like getting ready for your first road test last night?
Well, we just talked a lot about the fact that it is on the road and it's a rivalry game, and Garner's, just a tough place to play, so we had to be mentally prepared to, play through some stretches where things might not go our way, and the crowd might be loud against us, rather than playing at home where the crowd gets excited and they're behind you. But over there, on the road, in a rivalry game, a lot of times they can get under your skin a little bit, if you have some bad stretches and let the noise and the situation get to you. So it's just we talk a lot about mental state. You got to be prepared and ready to go and, just play 32 minutes, and that's pretty much what the talk was about. And, it was exactly what we expected over there, a battle. I know they probably didn't play up to the level they wanted to the first night out, so they had that little extra drive to perform better on Friday night, and they certainly did. They gave us a ton of problems on both ends of the floor, and as we talked after the game, we're fortunate to get out of there with the victory, but... once again, it goes back to the 32 minutes, right? We probably got outplayed for, a fair majority of the game, or at least half the game. But the way we finished, it's what matters. We were down there. I don't know if it was under 3 minutes. We were trailing there, and we just told the kids, "You guys got the experience. You got to be composed. Just go out there, and do what we can do, and stay locked in." And they did that, and got a couple turnovers and a couple of big baskets, and were able to finish it off.
Yeah, Garner's big run was a 20-9 run in the third quarter. Your team goes on to win 56-48, but they're able to outscore you 20-9 there in the third quarter coming out of halftime.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing, Z. You know, usually third quarter defense is kind of our strong suit. You know, normally we get in that locker room, make some adjustments. You know, normally our second half defense is pretty locked down defense, but certainly wasn't last night. Like I said, I gave up 20 points or whatever. Quite honestly, that's unacceptable. So we got to make some adjustments there, figure out what the reasoning was. But, yeah, we were fortunate enough to be able to stick in the game in that situation. And that's definitely a disturbing factor, the fact that we came out of the locker room and weren't ready to go, especially the way we went into the locker room with H knocking down that long three there to kind of stretch that tight eight-point game to 11. You know, we had the momentum, and we gave it right back to them as soon as we started playing in the second half.
Well, Coach, great 4-0 start for your team. Thanks so much for talking with us, and can't wait to get to talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, E. Have a good one.
That's 4A City Head Girls Basketball Coach Matt Erpelding.